The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. And the NFL is officially underway. I love it. And all 32 teams start off with zero losses. And that means us too. So another season here, which is really different for us. Finally, I think the torture has ended for sure in Las Vegas. We're going to hit on that and more here on show 662. All right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have Get Well Papa, what I'm going to call that one. Yeah, Greg Papa is battling some cancer. Anyone who knows anything about cancer understands the dynamics of any of it. And Greg Papa, for me, it was a personal insult when Mark didn't carry him to Las Vegas. And I don't think we've had anybody that could possibly replace him. I miss Pop. A heck of a guy. And he knew more about sports than anyone I have ever heard. Trust me. So we're going to hit on that for sure. Next, our changes run deep. Yes, the team has changed. The attitude's changed. You know, we hear a lot about change every season. But rarely do you feel the change. Rarely do you really feel the external feelings of change. And I feel it this year in a lot of ways. And we're going to hit on that as well. We definitely have to do a pregame. It's time, Raider Nation. We're doing a pregame against the Patriots. And I think they've become an infamous enemy ever since the rule, I guess. I don't know. That was a travesty amongst travesties. And that's why there are vaunted enemies, along with a little caveat. McDougal's, McDaniel's, McCheese, what do you want to call him, is their offensive coordinator. And there is nothing more awesome that I could possibly imagine than to pummel them just for that reason alone. Before we move on, let me just remind you that this is the longest running professional sports podcast ever. That's right, Raider Nation Podcast and the Raider Cast way back in the day. In 2005 started the show, and we've been rolling on through with the help of Larry, of course, the Prez, holding it down last year. He's going to be on this show here, so look forward to seeing that and hearing that as well. So says the Prez is in there, and we should roll it up with a couple of phone calls from the phone line. Got to get going. Got to get up there, folks. Come on now, some of the old timers, like, how about Give It To Me Raw? Or is it Give It To Them Raw? Whichever one it was a great caller.
Let's do a little flashback and hear the names of some of our regular callers from the year 2010.
Now, we haven't heard from this guy in a while, but you're going to hear from him right now. Give It To Him Raw!
Hey, Raider Greg, this is a caller from the past. Give It To Him Raw from Columbia, South Carolina. I got one thing to say about beating the Chargers.
That's how we roll here in the Raider Nation, and that's how we're feeling, and I'm loving it. We have Raider Knuckles in Las Vegas. What's happening, brother?
What's up, Nation? This is Raider Knuckles, man, from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Raider Tommy from New York.
The last time we beat this team, Juan Jorge didn't even have two big hands.
Well, that had to make it here on the show. When you're talking about Juan Jorge's pubic hair, well, man, that's a hit. Matter of fact, That's the statement of the day. Next, we have my good brother. That's right. Raider Jaime from Bakersfield.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. Man, that was a beautiful fucking last half, man. That was, the whole game was fucking awesome. Like you said, they came out fired up. That defense fucking won the game for us, man. Fuck San Diego. Ha ha.
Oh, poor Mr. Rivers.
He's just crying a little bit.
I love it. Next, we have a man who comes a long way, and he brings his friendship and his warm personality. The guy brings the knowledge down to my good brother, Raider Maniac.
Hey, Raider Greg, this is Raider Maniac. The streak is over. The monkey is off our back.
And next, a familiar war cry from the Arkansan, Raider.
Oh, oh!
We got Raider Mike from Gainesville, Florida. What's happening, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Mike, Gainesville, Florida.
Next, we have the Pennsylvania Raider. And Raider Chris from Scranton, PA. These guys are partying down. Check it.
What's up, Raider Nation? This is Raider Chris, Scranton, Pennsylvania, here with my boy, Pennsylvania Raider. What's up?
Raider Nation, bitches.
Yeah, we just came back. Watched the Chargers and the Raiders. And who won? That's right, the Raiders.
We have Raider D from the IE. What's happening, man?
Raider D calling from the IE. I'm calling to say just one thing. Hell yeah! Man, when the Raiders come out and beat the hell out of the Chargers like that, that's how you do it.
Next, we have Raider Ho from Indio. That's my old stomping grounds, partner.
Hey, good morning. What's up? This is Monday morning. This is Raider Ho from Indio.
Next, we have Obi-Wan Raider.
What's up, Raider Nation? Obi-Wan Raider here down in Houston, Texas. Wow. That's what I'm talking about, snapping a 13-game losing streak. That is awesome. Now, I admit, Raider Nation, I've been very critical of our boys, and for good reason. Well, I'm here, Raider Nation, eat a piece of humble pie. That's how they need to come out every time. They look fired up. They didn't look like they were half drunk off purple syrup. Maybe Jamarcus left a little laying around the damn locker room or whatever. Whatever the hell they did, they need to keep doing it. Michael Bush picking up for Darren McFadden over 100 yards, great. Zach Miller becoming more and more a part of the offense. Backup tight end Myers, fifth-round pick from last year, doing a great job. Good to see Campbell. I think it was good for his confidence, and it was good for Coach Cable, too. Whether Cable realizes it or not, his destiny is tied in with Campbell being in there. And this definitely brought Cable a couple more games, beating San Diego, which somebody hasn't been able to do since 2003. I'm just fucking ecstatic right now. Much love, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. Let's all get fucked up tonight. We won, baby. Bye.
There you go, man. That's the Raider Nation telling you how to lay it down when we have a victory like this. This is a huge win for our team and a huge win for our fans. I said it on the last show, this team better fucking show up, and they did. Next, the man, not the myth. The guy that had no pubic hair when we last time we beat the Chargers, my good friend, Juan Jorge.
Boy, oh boy. That was amazing. That was insane. The house was on fire. The nation came up big, loud, nasty. We were there, start to finish.
And you know, who's your dad? He won.
Dave Chapman owns me in fantasy football.
Who's your daddy? I love it.
I love the Raider Nation. Ain't nothing like it. The first thing I gotta say is I miss Greg Papa. Let me tell you, from 1997 to 2018, he was the voice of the Oakland Raiders. Not only was he the voice of the Raiders, he was the voice of the Warriors, the A's, the 49ers, the Spurs, the Giants, and the Pacers. Now, this guy had a great sports memory. I cannot tell you how many times I was just blown away when he pulled names out of the past. I mean, crazy names, like highline names, like names of sports legends that have been long forgotten. Greg Papa is the library of great sports. He epitomized a reporter. He was in charge of the KBR sports desk there, and right now he's battling cancer, which kind of blows for every single person doing it. Honestly, my heart goes out to you and prayers to you, because it's brutal. But I just have a little tribute to him, because I love him and I miss him greatly. Because when he called a game, you know, so you felt, even if you were in your car, you thought you were there, because he would describe every player. He described the name. He described the play. He described where the player went to. You know, what college he went to. You know, what round he was picked in. I mean, this is all out of the air, mind you. No script, just him going on. He was an amazing announcer, man. And if you didn't hear him, I'm really sorry. But if you did, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's 62 years old, born in Buffalo, New York, a Syracuse alum, brilliant sportscaster. And I just got to tell you, man, we got a little clip here of some of the best we can kind of put together. But Greg Papa, when he used to say touchdown Raiders, you know, he'd build the play up too, because he saw it coming. You know, McFadden to the left, misses a tackler, oh, great block, boom, into the end zone, touchdown Raiders, only the way that he could do it. Didn't sound anything close to as good since he's gone from our team. So there's a little tribute to you, Craig Papa, man. You called a hell of a game. I miss you. I'm sure there's a billion fans that would love to hear your voice again. Call a Raider game. I'm telling you, bro. And get well soon, my friend. Randy, take it away.
Raiders trying to tie the Saints here. 2 minutes to go. 34-27 New Orleans. Carr in the gun. Carr looks left. Throws. Caught. Seth Roberts diving for the end zone. Touchdown! Raiders!
They're going for two, guys.
They are going for two in the win. Wow. 34-33. Is Jack Del Rio going to go for two here,
He's
Link?
Going for two.
Wow.
It's already been signaled in. He's going for two, like you guys said.
Win it or lose it right here.
Don't want to give Drew Brees the ball back. Don't want to give him a chance to make a difference. They're going for two right now.
Tom, wow. We saw John Gruden do this. Dick Vermeil do this. Has a Raider coach ever done this? If you don't make this, you lose.
Yeah.
Very simply.
If you
if you win it, if you make it, you're in a position to win. Fire in the gun. Roberts inside of Amari Cooper right. We're going to the same formation. We're going to motion Alawale to the left of Carr in the gun. A two-pointer to go up by a point. Carr out of the shotgun. Looks left. Throws a lob for Michael Crabtree. He caught it! The Raiders have the lead! 35-34! Sweet revenge for Michael Crabtree! inside the Superdome in New Orleans, where they gave him three shots to win the Super Bowl for the 49ers, and he couldn't do it. Now they have 5 seconds to go.
Now you got to go to the end zone.
Yep.
Or try a 61-yard field goal. Yep. They're going to try a 61-yard field goal. So it's coming down to one kick for Will Lutz. 61-yarder. He blocked the last one. Crusher will snap. Morstead will hold. He's got it airborne. It is. He's got the distance, and it is.
No good.
The Raiders have won the game as Will Lutz missed a 61-yard field goal, and the Raiders get out of New Orleans. The Big Easy with a hard win, but they win on opening day.
What a game.
35-34, wow. Raiders. Car in the gun, 2 by 2. Derek, low snap. Derek looking. Derek in a lob one for the end zone for Crabtree. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown! Raiders!
Holy
Michael Crabtree did it again!
Oh my!
His third touchdown of the game! Third and two, Chargers on the Raider 19. Rivers takes the snap, pistol run to Gordon. And he came out the right side. Did he get it? The spot says short. Sterator puts up the clenched fist. They're short.
Fourth down.
They're going to kick the field goal. Right hash. 36-yard field goal for Josh Lambeau. Only missed one field goal all year. Wint will snap. The rookie punter dropped the ball. Kazer. The Raiders take the ball. Drew Kazer with a monumental mistake. He shanked the punt earlier. And the holder, that ball was delivered right in his hands by Mike Wint, and he simply dropped the football.
Wow.
It's like North Dallas 40. He just dropped the snap. It was right in his hands. What a break for the Raiders. So here we go. 3:21 to play. The Raiders have two timeouts remaining. Janikowski has missed twice. End of regulation and overtime. Second and 10, Raiders on their Tampa 48-yard line. Carr back, throws middle, catch made there by Crabtree. Tackled by the inside linebacker, the middle backer, Quan Alexander. Now they're showing blitz. They're going to bring to Levante David. Carr throws, catch Seth Roberts. Breaks the tackle, he's gone! 10-5, touchdown! Raiders! A walk-off from Seth Roberts to win the game! 2-1. They snap it. They're going to throw it. Carr going to throw a lob for Jalen Richard. He caught it, but he went out of bounds. They stayed in bounds.
Stayed in bounds.
They're
going to
say he stayed in bounds.
Yeah, the clock is running.
Boy, Bill Musgrave, he is gutsy. He ran a wheel route to Jalen Richard and threw it down the sideline, and they pick it up. And the game is not over, but they're in a great spot here. Houston only has one timeout left, and the Raiders are at midfield. Carr under center. They'll give it to Murray off the right side. Straight ahead. First down will end the game. Carr under center. Hand off Murray off the right side. Straight ahead. They're leaving Menelik Watson in there, Link. He's played well. All right, so it's third down coming up for the Raiders. The play clock's at 10 right now with 1:20 to play. You pick up the first down, the game's over. You kneel down. If not, you're going to have to punt with about 20 seconds to go. Carr under center. Murray, the lone back, stretch run to Murray. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. Fly came down, the Raiders held.
Raiders held. That time,
that'll stop the clock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that time.
That's not a good thing. It's like 4 feet. And here we go, Carr under center. They go heavy left, Link. Menelik Watson outside of Donald Penn. Wolford outside of Menelik. Offset eye right, Alawale ahead of Murray. And they're going to take it, hand off to Murray off the left side. First down, Raiders, game is over. The Raiders are 8-2 on the year. Wide right, Cam in the shotgun. From the 25, they'll start. They're down 3. Shotgun snap, Newton drops 15-yard line. Cox and throws, it's caught by Greg Olsen. Out to their 45-yard line. And Rivera's got to go for it. Here you go! Fourth down. Raiders make a play here, they're 9-2. Cam Newton in the shotgun, Olsen is tight right. 3 receivers go left. Newton is back on fourth down. Time, ball got stripped! The ball is 3. The Raiders will take over on downs. The Raiders are 9-2. How did they win this one? What a game. Cam Newton goes down.
Well, just like we predicted, guys, you had to have a big play. And who better than Khalil Mack?
Khalil Mack.
To take over and knock that ball out. Strip sack.
Strip sack.
To sort the security game. Link.
You want to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year? Do what Khalil has done today to Cam Newton. In. Field goal for the lead. Play clock at three. They snap it. Jano has it away. Plenty of distance. And the Raiders have taken the lead. The Raiders go on top with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in San Diego. Janikowski's fourth field goal of the day. He has made 14 in a row. And the Raiders have a 19-16 lead. Fourth down. Raiders get this play stopped. In less than 15 yards, they will take over. San Diego will have one timeout remaining. Rivers back in his end zone. Gets hit by Irvin from behind. Throws. Intercepted by Reggie Nelson. Go down, Reggie. He wants to run it back. 20, 15. He dives down now, and he goes down. The Raiders have got the game. Bruce Irvin supplied the pressure from behind. And Reggie Nelson comes up with his fourth interception as a Raider. And this one to secure a playoff spot for the Silver and Black. The long drought is over. Derek will take one more shotgun snap from Rodney Hudson. One more kneel, and the Raiders will count it down. It's like New Year's Eve, and Dick Clark is here, coach. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Raiders are in the playoffs. The drought is over, Link.
Yes, it is, and how sweet it is for this young team. What a tremendous year.
Long time since the 2002 team and your team going to the Super Bowl. The second longest playoff drought in the league, behind only Buffalo's 16-year drought. And that'll extend to 17 years this year, Tom. A long, long wait. But the Silver and Black are back in the tournament.
Just hearing that sends chills down my spine. A lot of those games we were at. So they're great memories and called so very well. Thanks, Pop. Thanks, Pop, for all the years you devoted. You were Al Davis's very, very close confidant. And when he passed, man, Mark doesn't even know, has no idea of your value, brother. God bless you, man.
There's a Skiller on my shoulder, can I kill it? There's a Charger on my shoulder, can I kill it? There's a Bronco on my shoulder, can I kill it? The Raider Nation in the house, can you feel it? There's a Skiller on my shoulder, can I kill it? There's a Charger on my shoulder, can I kill it? There's a Bronco on my shoulder, can I kill it? The Raider Nation in the house, can
the
you
Las
feel
Vegas
it?
Raiders changes run silent, but very deep. And I don't know so much about silent, that's for sure, because our new coach, the Gum Assassin. I just love that, man. I will never let that go because it is so appropriate when you watch this guy. This coach, and not only him, but his staff has infused toughness and grit. Finally, we're getting people to tackle. We're finally getting people to do their job and do it fiercely. I love it. I love that he's defensive coach because I just think he's making Graham much better. Much better. A much better defensive coach. And let's just not even stop there. The changes are palpable, not only to us, but the intriguing thing to me is that all sports outlets, a little here and there, I've got the guys talking about Raiders maybe making the playoffs. When have you heard that in the last 5 years? When have you heard it in the last 10? I love the fact that we have a mystery. We're a mystery team. Now, the Patriots could talk all they want about how the Raiders are this, and I'm sure they got a big W on their poster of the game, of course. But the autumn winds have come, my brothers. And the autumn winds of change are about to reveal themselves on the field in Foxborough. Now, some interesting things about this year, this offseason, the draft, the camps, the mini camps, and regular training camp. The thing that kind of blows me away is the way the team has to keep up with him. Like, he's everywhere all the time. And he holds this high energy. And even the players have said, hey, man, we got to keep up with this guy. He's 73 and he's running around all of us. I just think that's great. What more inspiration can you get than from the guy who murders gum? I love it. I just love it. I just love it. So look forward, Raider Nation, to one thing, and one thing I can guarantee you is an entertaining game. We might not win a bunch of games. We might win some. We might win a bunch of games. But whenever we play, it will not be the same old Raiders. That, I tell you, that I am fully confident of. There is no doubt in my mind that we will see an organized, well-run, not confused, not out of the ordinary, anything crazy, but a well-run team. Now, like all teams, the first couple games going to be a little touch and go here and there, because every team has a hiccup here and there. But I will say, by the end of the season, we'll be able to look back and say, man, there were some great games in there. So there were some fun games, exciting games. And that, to me, is what I'm looking for. You know, I'm not looking for the McDaniels boring, holding people out, grouching and yelling at players as they come off the field. What a chump. What a moron.
You fucking moron.
What a terrible leader of men. We all know this, to be sure. Okay, so on our offense, you know, Geno Smith edition, our wide receivers, our running back, it is not the same team. Just look and listen to your heart, because I'll tell you right now, what they're saying is real. It's no nonsense. This toughness thing, everything is real. They're looking for new players every day. And if you're not doing the thing, you're going to find yourself on a bus or an airplane in another town with another coach. And I think that makes guys work really hard to stay here. I think that's a matter of pride myself. And I think this is why the team will play so much harder for the gum assassin. I just can't take it.
There's one last question I've never asked you. I wanted to ask you, so I'm going to do it. How many pieces of gum do you go through during a game? How many pieces of gum do you go through during a four-quarter game?
That's not the first time that question has been asked, but I never really count. Rich,
come on, give me an estimate. What do you got?
But I'm at least a four-packer, okay? I'm at least a four-packer.
Now, what are you chewing, though? What's your choice? What do you got? What do you do?
I'm a bubble yum. I've been a bubble yum guy for a long time, all the way back to Dominguez back at SC, man. We've been double yum in the whole
bubble yum.
Bubble yum in the whole time.
Okay, so, right. Just bubble gum flavor, mint. What do you got for me, Pete? Just it doesn't matter.
Just bubble gum. Just straight pink. Straight pink four packer.
Love it.
It ain't nothing like when you get. It's not just one. It's when you can get two and three. You get to that fourth one in your jaw at the time.
Yeah, right.
Now you're really living now.
Pete, thank you so much for the time. No, there's no editing.
Feel
come on,
free
no.
To edit whatever you want out
no,
of
No, this is great. That's going to be the headline out of all of it, what we discuss, Pete. It'll be the bubble gum.
The gum assassin. I love it. Our wide receiver room is dangerous. Our wide receiver room, we're talking about the long ball, because Geno Smith throws a beautiful long pass. And when he starts to connect with these guys, it's going to be crazy on the field. Those are the type of plays we're going to love, man. Those are the ones that are going to get us all pumped up. Pete's ready to run the ball, though. Don't get me wrong. The run game is going to be a premier part of this team. And it might be a little rusty at the beginning, but trust me, as we get going, he is moving offensive linemen like left and right, getting everybody in the right place just to give Genty a crease so he can punish people. I can hardly wait. Let's not forget our secret weapon of Chip Kelly. and his mastermind of insanity. He hasn't even opened the playbook yet. I bet you right now they're learning some crazy, you know, they have been learning these plays all camp. There's definitely a spicy sound to Chip Kelly's offense. Let's see if it goes on the grill and comes off hot, as I think it's going to be. With Chip Kelly on the offense and our head coach, the gum assassin, on the defense, over the top of Graham, making sure that he gets everything, because that's why Graham's back on the sideline, because they can look face-to-face and talk to each other. That's what the coach said, and I'm sure that's exactly what he means. Now, our defensive backs have been wanting. There's been some issues. We're working on it, folks. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither were the Raiders, but they're being built, and that is the key to that. I think our mature D-line makes a difference. I think number 9, number 98 are ready to eat. Malcolm Kuntz, you know, we got some great big, big boys up front, and I think they can do a lot of damage to the wrong guy. And there's going to be a lot of wrong guys there this year, because I just think the defense is going to improve by leaps and bounds, because Carroll's bringing it. He's bringing the type of play he wants. He's bringing the type of defense that he knows is winning. Our special teams is epic. Our kickers are awesome. You know, I see some records possibly being broken this year, but I believe our special team's going to take a game or two to get really into it, because the new kickoff rules are kind of funky. But I'm not worried. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Our linebackers have improved tremendously. Incredibly. That is a real point of weakness for our team for years. You guys know. You guys know for sure. Because I know. I'm looking forward to this year, because I'm looking forward to some entertaining games that have real, real value and bring you right to the edge of your seat and leave you wanting more. And I think that's what we'll get this season. And then next year, we'll see where we go with different players, different things. And I think it'll just keep getting better. But this year will be a marked improvement over a long, long time, especially under McDoofus. I am so glad. And as long as we're talking about it, let's just get into the pregame.
Red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. Yeah, and what up? Red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. Yeah, yeah, and what up? Bitch, be back in there. Representing New England. Passionately. It's going down every town that I go through.
The New England Patriots. Huh. Well, you know you hate them. I do. I think there's no explanation necessary. I'm glad we got Tom Brady, however. Thank you very much for that. I'll take another. He's really changed the culture of our team. And he's really hands-on now. He's big time into the Raiders. He's helping out a lot. I kind of like it. Now, the Patriots have a new coach this year, Mike Vrabel. He's kind of a jagged-edged kind of a coach. He's a no-nonsense, I'm not going to answer stupid questions kind of a guy. Kind of a grumpy guy. There was another grumpy guy that was in that position. But I hope he doesn't come anywhere near than the other grumpy guy, because that'd be trouble for everybody. I think Vrabel runs his team on fear. We run our team on pride and poise and positivity. I think that's a big difference. You know, he's a jagged edge. You know, you could just listen to his press conferences and, you know, you think, oh my gosh, I mean, I wonder what the players have to deal with. Who knows? But the real tick on the hound is Josh McDaniels.
We have our fair share of analytics, you know, and I think sometimes when you just say, you have a 63% chance of doing this if you do that. And What they don't mention is there's like 27 different variables in between those two things that are going to happen. You know, we have 11 guys on the field. They have 11 guys on the field. Their coordinator could call something different. You know, what are we calling? Who's the stress on? You know, is it a blitz? Is it not a blitz? Is it, you know, playing zone? Are they playing man? The injuries, you know, our guys out, their guys. You know, there's so many other things that go into analytics. I just, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. If you have confidence in the play or the defense that you're going to call, great. If you understand the scenario in the game, the situation in the game, the circumstances, you might feel differently, you know. And you know, so I've always thought analytics are always skewed towards, you know, just the offense's ability to do something as opposed to the defense, you know. And we have three phases, you know, that play out there every week, you know. And if your defense is playing well, or your kickers are kicking really well, or your, you know, whatever.
And I almost threw up in my mouth just saying it. Oh boy. Now this guy is no leader of men. This guy can't hold a locker room together to save his life, nor his job, nor his career as a head coach ever again. Please no. But he's the one to be calling plays. Who knows what they're going to be calling? I don't even care. I just know that I want to win to see his face. Everyone, get ready to see his face. Because you're gonna. And the last thing I want to see on McDougal's is a smile. I want to see him angry, frustrated, yelling at his players, being... Do we need any more inspiration? Don't you think Max Crosby and others that were here during that incredibly brutal time of dishonesty and nastiness? I'm sure that he's going to lay down the law beating these guys. Right? I know Vrabel will have his defense ready to play. I know their quarterback, I believe we hurt him last year and knocked him out for the season. Now that I look, I think it's the Jets that knocked him out. But Drake May is a good quarterback. He's really good, but he's really young. He's got very little experience, but he could hurt us in the right situation. He could be deadly. So we got to go in their house ready for business and play all four quarters, every minute of that game. Because I tell you, the last thing I want to see is the Raiders starting 0-1 against the Rats. If it happens, well, it happens. And we'll just talk about that. But I truly think that we are prepared for the victory and should get it. I know that sounds funky, but I have faith in Geno Smith. I have faith in our defense. And I think Drake May is going to run around for his life all day long. And that's the deal. I think our defense will certainly complement our offense for the first time in a long time. I think it's much better balanced. I say the Raiders get the victory. I don't know what the score is going to be because I haven't seen either team really. So I just feel that we're better coached and I think we've got better players. We'll just have to see how this one plays out. No one knows because neither team's been seen ever before. I just say, go Raiders. Don't let the Rats get out of the cage. Beat them down like the clowns that they are. And leave Foxborough with some tears just at the right time of the year. The beginning of the season. Welcome to the AFC. And that is all I have to say about that. Well, you've been asking for it, so we're going to give it to you. This segment right here by Larry the Prez. So says the Prez. What's up, Larry?
Well, you asked for it, and I am here to respond, and I hope it's the best quality because I am on a boat, and it is very, very quiet for once, which is very, very rare, but it goes a little something like this. Raider Randy, if you would be so nice, hit me with some So says the prayers music, so I can get it out and say what I gotta say. So far, what I've seen. Well, Raider Nation, I'm calling a little early, but at least you know that I've heard your calls and I heard the messages, and I'd like to say thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for all those who supported and still hanging on there. Yes, the show must go on. I am currently working. I have a new job offered, and it requires a lot of traveling, and it is extremely hard working 12 and 14 hour shifts. Add the fact that there's a noisy boat and I'm tired and sleepy, but I wanted to do this basically to let you know I've heard and prayers has not forgotten about you and wanted the show. In regards to everyone about the season, hold up, it's just preseason. Nothing's written in stone that it's sweet is going to be. We're not going to show our true colors or our cards yet. And you want to know why? Because Pete Carroll and Spytek has something up their sleeve. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a new era. It's a brand new team, new regime. May take 1 or 2 years, but it's not going to be an overnight sensation. It's going to be something that you will have to get used to and hope for the best. Try not to get your hopes up too high. It's good to be optimistic though, but let's bear in mind what's really going on and what's really taking place. And again, if this quality is not the best, I'm doing it the best I can because I didn't want to leave you hanging. I had to come in and throw my bones if I would. And most importantly, we're happy to have some football. And Matt Rader, Nebraska, and my good man Cheesehead, Jeff, Big Pat Mac, Mad Pat B, Tracy, Sid, my main man Jesse, CEO, and a host of others that's been calling. Thank you so much. And it's just not a random call. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't say the legendary Crusader Raider. That was very beautiful, and I thank you so much. And yes, whenever feasible, when I could get a chance to, I would do that. You have my word. But until then, until the next time, let us all rejoice. Oh, one more thing also, too. I heard on the podcast with Raider Greg's take, go Gruden. I hope they burn. Well, I hope he and the justice would give him a fair shake, because you know at the end of the day, the NFL is a machine. So it makes me kind of nervous, but I'm praying that they will hear his side. I'm very, very confident that had that shenanigans would not have been done by Cordell, we were on our way. I'll never forget that as long as I ever live. We were starting to turn the table. It started with that BS game in San Diego with the storm. And I'm like, and to the likes of me right now, I still cannot figure out what the hell does a thunderstorm outside of a indoor room got to do with us holding back. And then the next day, we found out why. And Gruden's a good guy. He will always be revered as a Raider head coach. I still revere him. I mean, who doesn't say silly shit? And excuse my language, but that's neither here nor there. Justice for John Gruden. And I hope and pray that Mark Davis, I know he's a good friend, and I know he hated to do that. And, you know, he's not his dad. His dad would have probably told the NFL to go fuck themselves. Yes, you heard right. And I repeat, Al would have told Roger to go fuck himself. Because there's no way in the hell you're going to tell me to fire my coach over some bullshit that you had a vendetta against my team. How dare you? But Mark's a new guy, and you got to play along to get along. And we're going to leave it at that. And as I was about to get ready and close out and say,
hang on, Raiders. It's going to be different. And with the sea of red and whatever we've been seeing, or to come in our stadium, we're winning changes that. By golly, times are hard. And it costs lots of money. So you can stay home and watch that. But unfortunately, the other people will capitalize on that because they're coming to support their team. I'm Larry DePreyas Rogers, and I'm going to say this one more time. Raiders, so says DePreyas. Take care, Raider Nation.
There you go, my man. There you go, my man. You know it's going to be positive. You know it's going to be a better season. You know it is. And, well, appreciate, so says the Prez, get it to it. Hope to hear you every single episode. So hopefully this will give you more time while you work, because you got a brutal schedule, my friend. Brutal. I understand brutal schedules. Randy and I had some brutal ones as well. Trust you me. All right, Raider Nation, it's time for the Bone Line. Bad to the bone. You've heard it. You need it. You got to have it. I certainly do. Get on the Bone Line and throw your bones. You know the number. 1-7755 Raider. R-A-I-D-E-R. I know I hate this stuff, but got to give you the number so you can call in the show, folks. Get on it. Tell your friends to get on it. Somebody get on it. Anybody get on it. Let's do it, shall we? All right, and our first caller is none other than Ruben from North Carolina. What's up, my good Raider brother?
Well. Look who decided to come back to the podcast. Welcome back, Raider Greg. We missed you. This is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. Welcome you back to the podcast. Good to hear your voice. Special shout out to the press for holding you down while you're gone during your little hiatus. I hope you find your zen, your moment of peace, where the stress of the Raider Nation and the football team was lifted off of your shoulders. Welcome back to reality. That is Raider Nation. I hope you're re-energized, ready to go, ready for the next season. I know in the last show, I hear your excitement, your passion, and it's like you never lost a step. So welcome back. I'm glad to hear your voice and hear your takes. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to voice our little opinion and takes on our beloved football team. On that note, I hope everybody has a good day, and go Raiders.
Well, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that very much. It's nice to be in the hot seat again, although it's a little cold at first. I think I'm warming up to the tune, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot, feeling a lot, and not taking it so much personally a lot, what's going on with the team. I certainly am re-energized. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock this whole season out. So let's get going, man. I think we have an opportunity to build something special here. Not just this year, but the next two or three. It could be really crazy in Las Vegas. Thank you, brother, for the props. We look forward to hearing from you soon. And our next caller is Raiders CEO Pride. Pride is the king here, man, from Memphis, Tennessee. What you got for the nation, my good brother?
Raider Randy, Raider Greg, Raider Prayers, Raider Nation. This is Raider CEO Pride out of Nashville, Tennessee. Getting your call, just finished watching the last preseason game. I gotta admit, this is the most confidence I have had in a Raider quarterback in quite some time with Geno Smith. And so I'm glad that he's out there playing the way he's playing in the preseason. I hope we can see the same thing in the regular season, but I'm definitely worried about the depth. I think every team in the league has a gap somewhere. You know, we have ours, and that's all right. I think we can still win some games. But the depth, you know, people get injured, I think we're going to be in trouble. And so hopefully everybody stays healthy. Some of these guys, if we see them, step it up and play a little bit better. But we're going to find out pretty soon. Raiders!
Yeah, I believe depth is what we've been looking for all offseason. I mean, look how many trades, look how many things we've done. A lot of moves, way more than ever before, which just leads me to believe we're improving, at least changing. We're seeing things that we don't like. We're making moves to change them up. I think that's progression. I think that's progressiveness. And I certainly think that's the best way to do business. Put the best guy in the field. Yeah, we have a lot of holes after the first string, but who knows, man? That's how the second string becomes first string, is stepping in and taking care of business. So I got some excitement for this team, man. I think we got a couple years before we really make some noise, but we're going to make a little noise this year. Faux show. Thanks for the call, my good brother. And the next caller is my good brother, the Nebraska Raider. What do you got for us, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Nebraska Raider calling in after the last preseason game. Great showing from our first string offense, Gino Genty. I know he wasn't in there all that much, but Gino and even Lobby, you know, later in the game, he was, you know, especially on like punt returns and whatnot. I saw we had a Tyree Wilson in there later in the game, trying to get, you know, just more reps for him. That's what he needs. You know, it's his third season, really only his second season, but it was good to see that. And, you know, just once again, and I hate to bring it up, but we've seen it too many times this preseason, mostly in the second and third string, and guys who aren't even going to make the team. But poor tackling. Third and 21, you let the freaking quarterback get a first, and then what? We got third and two, couldn't get it. Fourth and two, and the guy actually runs out and gets 2 yards, not 21 yards, 2 yards. But that's enough bitching and moaning on that subject. I think the biggest thing out of this whole preseason is that we got out of it fairly healthy without, you know, with the loss of Lonnie Johnson Jr. And, you know, he's hopefully come back later in the season. But Aiden O'Connell, dude, how many breaks do you need to get the job done? Obviously, you didn't need to break your freaking hand, so you're out of the ballpark. I like the dude. Good kid, but we can't go into the season with just Gino and a Rick. So we're going to have to go out there and see what we can scrounge up. Not a Gardner Minshew. Don't need that band coming back. But so anyway, glad preseason's over. Let's move on to New England and whoops mass. And with that being said, God bless Raider Nation. And this is Nebraska Raider, and I am out.
Well, you know, the preseason is preseason. I mean, we won all the games when we had McDougal as our coach. Didn't mean nothing. He was not a good coach, and I hope he's doing the same poison over there in New England. I can only hope. Can only hope that he screws that locker room up like he did ours. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, we've had very little injuries. We've had like that one guy, Lonnie. You know, he's he was a pretty good player. I think we're going to need him when he comes back for sure. I look forward to it. I think we haven't shown our cards at all. I think we're being pretty slick. I think our offensive coordinator's got some real tricks up his sleeve. We have some great talent on this team. I think if Gino can stay upright and not get hurt, we're going to go places and make some noise. I think we're going to win some games people don't expect us to win. That's all they can ask for is an exciting season with some positives in there. You got to be happy. I mean, Aiden, talking about Aiden, he's got to move on. We got to get ourselves a serious backup quarterback that does not give up the rock. The interception rate there for him so far in the last 2 years is looking bleak. And if he doesn't fix that, he's going to find himself on the couch. Even though I do like this kid, there's a lot of guys coming up with more get-go, better passing, less interceptions, and fumbles. Thank you very much. Appreciate your take, brother. I think we're going places this year. I'd be excited. You'd be excited. Hold down that Midwest for us, brother. And our next caller again is Ruben from North Carolina. It's got a different take. I kind of like it. What's up, man?
What's up, Brandon Greg? This is Ruben from North Carolina calling in on a sunny afternoon. It's cut day eve for Raider Nation. I see already a couple names that I don't even recognize being cut. And I saw that Jacoby Myers requesting a trade because he hasn't been paid yet. Well, my opinion is that's fine. You know, Jacoby Myers, he's a pretty reliable receiver, but he's not a number one, and he shouldn't be being paid like he's a number one type receiver. He's not a game changer. He doesn't dominate. I don't see him as like a Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase or, you know, any, or T. Higgins or anybody like that. So, you know, here we are, cut days, and we're already dealing with a player who wants to get out of the team. And I say, you know what, if you're not buying into the program and you just want more money, that's your right, and I get it. But the team's bigger than you, and we have a lot more issues to deal with. Our offensive line is crap. I wasn't too satisfied with what I saw from the preseason. The one game with Cam Miller was pretty promising, but watching the other two games after that, it was just, you know, typical rookie. So the future's bright for him, holding out hope for him. Hopefully, you know, he comes through and plays to the potential that he was in college and not where he was drafted. On that note, we got two more weeks to go to kick off. I hope everybody's ready, got their jerseys ready, got their spots at the bar warmed up and ready to go. And here we go. You know, it won't be long. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, the 53 was kind of a shifty this year for me. It was like we got rid of some guys, but we added some guys, then we traded some guys, and we moved some other guys. I like it. I like what we did this year. I like the new signings. I like the late signings. I like the players coming in just to improve the team. I think that's refreshing, bro. And Jacoby Myers is a number one for us. He's been our number one since 17 decided to leave. And he's a good receiver, but he's like a slot guy. He does make great plays. He is a go-to player, and I think they should pay him. They're not going to give him no $30 million. He's not that guy. He's not blowing out everybody. He's not always open. He's certainly not the guy making those long ball catches, although he can. He's a good player. I think they'll talk some sense in him, and he'll stay here. Because he knows anywhere he goes is not going to get a boatload of money. I think he likes it here. I think he's happy here. So let's hope he stays here because I like him as a receiver. But if you can't hang, well, then you know you got to go. And we're so young right now, it's not going to kill us if he leaves. Someone else will have to step into that gap and make it happen. Because that's what we're going to be doing here for the next couple years as we build this monster. That's right. I said monster under Pete Carroll. Love it, bro. Season is about to start. This is starting weekend. We got the Cowboys and the Eagles. We got some great rivalries coming up. We got the Chiefs and the Chargers in South America and Brazil. Good for them. I'm so happy. Don't get bit by a spider. I'm just teasing. That's funny, though, huh? I know. Okay, brother, I appreciate the call. And our next caller is Nebraska Rita. Hold down the Midwest. What you got for us, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is Nebraska Raider. This is my second call. Just got the news that one, number 89, which he's not going to be wearing 89, we already got Bowers wearing that number, but one, Amari Cooper is on a one-year contract. Heard just today that Myers went into Jacoby. The one receiver that had no drops last season, and I guess he went in and tried to get a contract done, and they couldn't come to terms, which is understandable on both sides. He deserves it, over 1,000 yards, zero drops. But bringing in Thornton and Besh, and having Bowers, Mayer, and a few more. On the wide receiver side, if he was asking too much, okay, I gotcha. But and if he can get that somewhere else, good for him. Love the guy. He's no Devontae Adams, you know, diva. So, with that being said, bringing in Cooper, I loved him when we first drafted him. Things fell off, just demeanor-wise. But 1 year contract, don't know the numbers yet, but just wanted to call in and get my take on that. So I wish that we could come to an agreement with Myers, but if not, Cooper, 1 year deal, bring up these younger guys. We saw, you know, what potential we have with Geno and Thornton and all these other new guys that we have in there. But he's a vet. Cooper back, well, not back in Oakland, but back in Vegas. We'll see. Hey, flip of the coin, man. But until after the first game of the season, whoop that ass. Raider Nation, God bless. And this is Nebraska Raider, and I am out.
Oh, yeah. We got Coop. Remember in Oakland? Coop, when he did something great. You know, there's something about Cooper that I can never get past. The guy is always grumpy. Doesn't seem like he smiled much once in a while, but for the most part, the guy's a sourpuss. I don't know why we got him back. Probably because they thought Myers was going to leave. Doesn't look like he's leaving now. Who knows? But I think Coop bought $7 million for the year. That's not bad. They should give Jacoby that and have him shut up and play because he's a great receiver, our best so far in the last few years. So, and even Devontae Adams, man, come on. I mean, why didn't he stay? If he'd have stayed, we would have had really someone out there, number one. But I'm glad he's gone. We don't have to pay him. We're starting a whole new roster. We got some great receivers. We got an excellent running back. I'm looking forward to see him cracking some heads. I know I'm worried about the offensive line too, but oh well, let's go on because we've done our best. We're at the best place we could possibly be for right now. I have confidence that we're going to make a move. And we haven't stopped making moves even to this very day. So as long as they improve the team, I'm all for it. Our cap is really manageable right now, looking really good. And I think this is a fine place to start building this monster, and I mean it. Love the call, brother. Coop, whatever. We'll see what he could do. I don't know. Maybe he could do something. We'll see. I know he got some crisp routes still, and I know he was on the Bills last, I think, and he didn't do very much. I don't understand why they didn't use him more, but I don't know. Maybe he's just grumpy. That's all I can say. All right, brother, thanks for the call. And our next caller, can you smell the cheese? I smell the damn cheese because it's a cheesehead Raider in the house.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is a Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. And, well, we went 0-2-1 in three preseason games. Okay, big deal. Who cares? Again, it's preseason. Glorified practice. Although I will say this, I am concerned about the lack of tackling when it comes to our secondary. I think our defensive line is strong. I think our linebackers are not at the same level as the defensive line, but they're better than our secondary. Our secondary, holy moly. I'm hoping it's just because it's a vanilla defense. Maybe these guys need a little bit more time, but they're not looking all that good, and they, oh my goodness, cannot tackle. And I don't understand how it is that you've been playing football all this time and you still just want to throw shoulders at people instead of wrapping people up and driving through. It just literally makes no sense to me whatsoever. All right, so then we go to the news of AOC out 6 to 8 weeks with a wrist injury. And now we have traded for Kenny Pickett. What in the world are we doing there? I have no idea. The Lions have released their backup quarterback, Hooker. I don't know why we didn't pick him up and save a fifth-round draft pick, I believe it was. I'm certainly hoping that this regime knows what they're doing. The problem that I have with, we want people that we're familiar with instead of just going out and getting the best talent that there is. Now, yes, some will argue, well, yeah, but you got to have this guy to fit this system and that. You know, look at, as much as I hate the Patriot rats, look at all the people of all different physical styles or, you know, their talent, whatever, and they somehow were successful all the time. Maybe what the definition of a good coach is, or a great coach, let me say that, is tweaking your system slightly to bring in this extremely talented individual. But we'll see. Regular season is going to be starting here. Raider Nation, stand loud and proud. This is the Cheesehead Raider, and I am out.
Yeah, you know, as a fan, you can second guess till the cows come home, and I am certainly one of those moo cows, that is. However, you know, you have to have confidence in the coaching staff and the management staff and Spytek and all his minions. And if you see how we're moving pieces all over, because our secondary is not great, our offensive line is not the best, but they're working on it constantly. I think our linebackers have improved a lot, a great deal, compared to what we're used to for the past 5 years. I believe our offense will be dynamic, and I think that's the part we really have to pay attention and focus on. Because we have Chip Kelly, who runs a college offense that I think is going to have some great little wrinkles, and we haven't seen it. We haven't really seen it explode yet. We're going to see it as the year goes on, but we'll see way more of it. And like you said, the vanilla defense, you know, I know. I'm hoping with Pete Carroll, I mean, he's the defensive genius, not I need a Graham. You know, he needs a Graham for sure. Patrick Graham is going to learn a lot from Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll brought him down to the sidelines so he could, quote unquote, look him in the eye. And you can just imagine what that means. To me, it means I got to keep an eye on you. We have to have communication right here on the sideline. I got to look at you to see what you're thinking, not guess from the booth. I think that's important. I think that's more control on our defense by our head coach. I'm liking it. Hey, the season's about to start. Who knows? I just feel so much better about the organization and the team. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why, but it's just not me. It's everybody. There's kind of a, you know, all these sports shows, they're all saying, well, the Raiders, but, you know, they're the Raiders. Okay, they're the Raiders, but I'm kind of excited, but they're the Raiders. I mean, our reputation precedes us, buffoonery, craziness, nonsense going on off the field, crazy stuff. I think, I hope, and I pray that all that is over, my brother. Appreciate the call. Look forward to the next one after we beat the Patriot Rats. And our next caller is awesome Raider Sid, otherwise known as the Desert Raider. What's up, Sid?
What up, Raider Randy, Raider Greg? This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider, calling from Moreno Valley, California. Man, we're on the eve of another season. I cannot wait. I am so hyped up. And I'm hyped up like this every year because I love my Raiders. But you know what? There's something different. You know, I'm not expecting them to win the Super Bowl or even get into the playoffs, but there is something different. And as long as we can win in the trenches, it will allow everybody else to do their work. Offensive and defensive lines need to kick ass. That's the key right there. Because we've got talent. But we need that line to disrupt everything. So I'm looking for 9 wins. If I get 9 wins, I'm going to be a happy son of a bitch. If we end up with 7 wins, I'll be okay with that. But 9 is great. Anything above that is just gravy. Our first game is against the Patriots. I hate those motherfuckers. Fucking Tom Brady, just admit it, motherfucker. That was a fumble. Son of a bitch. I'm still pissed off. Ever since that moment, we've been shit for 20-something years. But Raider Nation, I think we're coming back. All right, let's think positive. Let's hope everybody goes out there and plays with the same intensity as Max Crosby. He brings it every day. Let's go, Raider Nation. I'm out.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I think we're all pumped. I think people that aren't even Raider fans have an inkling that there's a change in the autumn wind. And I think as many times as we've been let down, every year we get excited this time of year. Except this year seems to be a little more positive, not just for us, but for other sportscasters. I mean, when you have Chief fans saying that the Raiders might be number 2 in the division, that's a lot. First Take, that was like the whole show was pretty amazing. But let me just say this. I'd love to see 9 wins. I'm not going to hold my breath. I'd love to see 7 wins. I'd love to see some entertaining football. How about that? I'd love to see even in the losses that we put it to the other team and made them sweat it out to the last second ticks off the clock. I want some entertaining football. I want some hard-hitting, touchdown driven, emotionally crazy football. That's what I'm looking for this year. And I think for sure we're well on our way, brother. Love the call. Love the passion. Can't wait till after the first game against the Rats and our old coach, let's not forget, Josh McDaniels. And like my son likes to say, gotta be joshing me, bro. What a clown. Love the call, bro. And our next caller is Raider Tracy from New Jersey. What's up, girlfriend?
What's going on, Raider Nation? This is Tracy from New Jersey. I hope everyone's doing well as we come into the month of September and get ready for our season under Pete Carroll. What's going on, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Prez, and again, my peoples out in Raider Nation. I'm not going to talk long. I just hope we get off to a good start. I'm going to make a prediction. I don't usually do that kind of thing or this kind of thing, but I'm going to predict that we are on the winning end. I'm going to predict that the score is going to be 23-16. Us, Raiders, going against New England, the Patriots. All right, Raider Nation, y'all be good. Take care. This is Tracy from New Jersey. Peace out.
Well, it's that time of year. We look forward to seeing the team exactly how we are going to see it the entire season. So, excitement, jubilation for me. Pete Carroll is the man, and I just think the whole staff and the way the vibe is, I mean, I'm feeling good. You should too. I don't know about the score, because I know it'll be a gritty, hard-fought battle. That's for sure. And whoever is victorious here is going to come out with some bruises. That you can guarantee. Thanks for the call very much, as always, Tracy. And our next caller from Albany, New York. You know him. I know him. We should all know him. Matty Raider's in the house. What's up, brother?
What's up, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Well, week one is upon us, and we got the rats. Week one, man, we got plans this weekend. I would have loved to drive a few hours east to Foxborough to catch this game. I really think we can get this win. I like to see what these guys can show us on the field. Couple of things. We signed Cooper again. Mari's back. You know, hopefully he can contribute. I got mixed feelings on him. I don't know if he's washed. He's always been a pro, but I never really thought he wanted to be here. I'll never forget when Pac-Man Jones, we played the Bengals, Pac-Man Jones had him on his back and he was like, you know, grabbed his helmet or something like that. And I was like, man, he's always been just so quiet. I wish he would have fought. Pac-Man Jones is just a scumbag. I wish he would have threw his helmet at his face. But anyways, I'm getting off tangent. But anyways, I'd like to see what the offense can do, what we can do here with Pete and the defense. You know, definitely going to be a competitive game. You know, of course, we're underdogs, and that's great. Let's go in. Let's smash them in the mouth, and let's put the league on notice. All right? I'm cautiously optimistic, guys, but you know I'm pumped for week one, man. So, okay, guys, God bless. Hope all is well. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I believe we are all cautiously optimistic, man. Every time of year when it starts, even if we had McDonald's, you know, Mr. Cheeseburger, we had, you know, coaching buffoonery, we had management issues and player issues. Still, first day of the season, first game of the season, you got to feel positive. I just have a different feeling this year, as you know, as I've been saying. I just think we're on another level. And I think that it shows what the players are bringing in and the players we're releasing. And Amari Cooper, I think he can run a super crisp route again. I know he's good. He's elusive. He gets open. And he also runs pretty fast. Not as fast as he used to, but he's a pretty good player. I expect him to play well because we paid him. He needs to play. And that's the end of that story. And Jacoby Myers, get on the field, man. Do your thing. Show the nation that even if you're not getting the ball and you're just like a decoy, do your job. I am not worried. I can't be worried. It's too late to be worried about offense, defense, special teams, offensive line, defensive line. We've seen it. We know who we're playing. We know the players we have. We just don't know the other schemes and other things that are going on. But I will tell you this. Thanks for the call, Matty Raider. As always, super, super cool. And you know, Pennsylvania Raiders should be out there. You know what I'm saying.
What's up, Raider Nation? This is Raider Chris, Scranton, Pennsylvania, here with my boy, Pennsylvania Raider. What's up?
Raider Nation, bitches.
But in this closing, after the bone line, let me just go over this last thing. I really don't care too much about our record this year. I know it'll be better. I've been talking about entertaining football, and I know we have a lot of games. I hate the Chiefs, hate the Chargers, can't stand the Broncos. And the Chiefs, of course, are the condiments, and the Chargers, of course, are the nutless, boltless, chartless Chargers. You got to know that. But I'll tell you, of all the games this season, I will tell you one that I am certainly focused on, and that's this game against the ultimate traitor, the weasel in the room, Josh McDaniels. We have to beat, especially since he said he was looking forward to beating the Raiders. I cannot even tell you how excited I would be if we pounded them in Foxholeboro. And you know what I'm saying. So get to it, Raiders. Get on the job. Get out there and handle your business for the Raider Nation, because we cannot stand the rats. And I'm standing right on top of that rat right now. Go, Raiders. Let's get this done like we can. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.